Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our ninth installment in Caring for the Ill. Once we're on the topic of Shabbos in the hospital, I thought we would talk about coming to the hospital on Shabbos. A very common scenario. Let's first make a division between two categories. If it's pikuach nefesh, if it's life and death, versus if it's a very serious medical need that needs to be addressed on Shabbos, but isn't life and death. So let's just make that division. If it's life and death, whatever needs to be done should be done, even if it's going to be done by a Jew. Of course, if it's life and death and you have a couple of hours before you need to be in the hospital, there's no reason why you shouldn't ask a non-Jew to call a cab for you, take the cab and get to the hospital that way. But if it's life and death and you need to get to the hospital right now, you either pick up a phone and call 911, or you drive yourself, whatever makes the most sense medically. Very important point. Now, let's say it's not life and death, but let's just say it's very important. There's a child with an infection. It's not, heaven forbid, life-threatening, but it is very important that it be addressed. Someone has a severe injury to a limb. Again, they really have a status as a chole on Shabbos. Now, some of these cases might even halachically be classified as more or less synonymous with life and death. That's a complicated discussion, which we won't get into at this point. But let's say it's a serious need for someone who's ill and really needs to have it taken care of. At that point, in conjunction with what we've been saying in past discussions, the correct thing to do would be to ask a non-Jew to drive the patient to the hospital. For most of us, the easiest way to ask a non-Jew to drive the patient to the hospital is to ask a non-Jew to call a cab for us and to take that cab. It would certainly be reasonable to handle money if need be, if there is some type of system by which the cab can contact some local shul or something of that sort and get paid later. That is, of course, ideal. But if it's not feasible, if one needs to handle money, that would be fine. It would definitely be better to handle money than to start with a credit card and signing. The act of writing one's signature is a malacha, is a Shabbos prohibited act on a very significant level. So someone, by the way, when one does have a cab, take one to the hospital, standard practice is to ask the cab driver to open the door and close the door for the passengers so that there's no issue in terms of causing the lights to go on and off. One gets to the hospital, one needs to register at the hospital desk, and many times they'll ask you to sign. Thank God in a community such as ours in the Kemp Mill area of Silver Spring, it's extremely normal to say in the local hospital, "I'm Sabbath observant, I can't sign. Please write that I agree to everything that I've read." If for some reason someone is in a place that doesn't work, there are two standard things done. One is to use a shinui to do it with one's left hand, and also, let's say, to write one letter. That would seem to be, in other words, kind of write it like just a large letter as one signature. There's a major difference in halacha between writing two letters and writing one letter. Writing one letter minimizes the issue. Of course, if it's at all possible to avoid it in entirety, one should do that instead. But if they won't admit you without some type of signature, you would write with your other hand. If you're a righty, you would write with your left hand, and you would just write one large letter. I want to clarify that even if one was allowed to take a cab to the hospital on Shabbos, that doesn't necessarily mean one could take a cab home from the hospital on Shabbos. If someone has halachic status as a chola, let's say that they're going to be bedridden when they get home, they're seriously ill, something of that sort, then it would be reasonable to ask the hospital to call a cab to take the person back home, and that would be fine. But if the person is really okay, or let's say more than one family member or friend came along with the patient, and the patient is going to need a ride home on Shabbos, and maybe it's felt that it's not safe for the patient to go alone, and one person needs to accompany the patient, but two people don't need to accompany the patient in the car, then it would very much make sense for the second friend or relative to either spend the rest of Shabbos in the waiting room at the hospital or to walk home. that would seem to make the most sense. I also want to mention in general, if the person gets discharged a half hour before Shabbos is over, it's also hard to see the value in having a non-Jew drive them home. Why don't you just wait until Shabbos is over? So all these things require a certain amount of seichel and specific application to the case at hand. But generally speaking, if someone is still a chole or is assisting a chole, it would be reasonable to take a ride home from a non-Jew. If that's not the case, if the person is perfectly fine, they really should walk or make some other arrangements. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.